Charles Sturt University researchers are tackling an issue that sees billions of day-old male layer chicks mass culled. The researchers from CSU's School of Animal and Veterinary Sciences hope to genetically modify chickens with a green fluorescent protein, originally found in jellyfish. A senior lecturer in genetics, Dr. Nigel Irwin, explains, this will allow the sex of a chick to be determined very early in development, inside the egg. He says it has the potential to improve animal welfare and the bottom line for egg producers.
Most people really don't think about what happens to male chicks in layer breeds, and they maybe assume that they're grown for meat, but they're not. Male chicks are destroyed from most layer breeds. As well as the ethical issue, it is an economic issue, because if you could prevent or stop incubating eggs containing males early in the developmental process, and eggs take 21 days to develop from when you put them in the incubator till they hatch, it would save significant amounts of money.
So what is your research looking at?
We're interested in generating a transgenic or genetically modified line of chicken in which we can determine the sex of actually within the egg and very early on in development. And we're doing that by trying to put in a protein which is normally present in a jellyfish, which fluoresces or glows green when you shine ultraviolet or blue light on it, and we're trying to put that gene into chickens, specifically into one of the sex chromosomes, so that only one of the two sexes is actually transgenic and fluoresces green under ultraviolet light or blue light.
What about from the perspective of consumer acceptance for transgenic chickens? Is that a hurdle as well?
It is a hurdle. I guess in this world nothing's perfect, so you've got to weigh up the pros and cons. Do you want to destroy billions of male chicks, which we currently do, and we have done of layer breeds at one day of age, or would you prefer to have a genetically modified line of chicken in which you can tell the sex of the eggs and remove the males from incubators very early on in development, thus saving that problem? So there's an ethical issue and an economic issue. I personally would prefer to eat genetically modified chickens if that's the case, to save that problem.